This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
All right, we're halfway home on a Wednesday. Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan. Thanks so much for being here with us. Looks like another beautiful, beautiful day in America's finest city. So thankful every single day when I get to wake up here. Every day of my life. I never wake up here and think, God, I wish I was somewhere else. Never. I used to be that way. Everywhere I lived, I would want to be somewhere else. And I've landed in the place I want to be forever. It's just such a good feeling.
I did hear it's supposed to rain later this week.
No, it's all right. Sorry. It's all right.
We need some rain.
I don't want to be that guy either. We need the rain guy. I hate that guy. Can't stand that guy.
We need that rain.
I get it. We do need it. It's wildfire season.
That
and all
guy
that.
Might say that when it's nice like this.
Yeah.
You know, we do need the rain. But when it rains, I think even that guy walks it back.
That's
a little
bit. Only time I get mad. Here, living here, is when it rains, because I'm furious.
Yeah.
I want a rebate. But no, it's look at it outside. It's just perfect. Great day to go home and get right back in bed, since I've been up since 1 o'clock, 1:30 this morning. I'm Woodsy. That's Paul Reindel, the executive producer. Ben Higgins, your friendly neighborhood sports anchor, also known affectionately in our circles as Colonel Budget. Wants good players, doesn't want to spend the money to get them. Wants to look out for the financial security of the San Diego Padres. Do you live your life this way as well?
I do, yes. I don't know that all my family members do, but I do.
So if you're the owner of your house.
Well, and you know what? That's actually an apt comparison here.
Right.
Because every team needs the budget guy.
They all have
accountants. You can't run a baseball team or a football team without bean counters.
Weird, because in my house, we don't have one. So.
You're not a professional sports organization. You know, the operations would come to a halt if you didn't have an accountant or two watching over things. Here's my point. Right now, at this very moment, while you need the accountants, you kind of have to ignore them this offseason. There's not going to be any math that makes this make sense for the budget guy. And they're going to say, how are we going to pay for this? What revenues are we going to find that are going to pay for this? Even if we do this and we win that, I don't know that this is going to make financial sense for us to go out and be a spender this offseason. That doesn't seem like responsible fiscal behavior.
Right.
But if you want to win a World Series, at some point, you've got to just say, accountant, you're just going to have to figure it out later, and know that this is not maybe going to be our most profitable season of all time.
Yeah.
But we have an opportunity to do something we have never done in baseball history in San Diego. We're so close to winning a World Series. And we may have to figure out financially how we make that work just so we can put the best possible chance product on the field in 2025 to win that World Series.
Yeah, man, and it's different in this market. It's just different. And I've lived in a bunch of other markets. I've lived in Chicago. I've lived in the Dallas-Fort Worth. You know, I've lived in some of the biggest sports markets there are in this country. And I'm telling you, this is a special thing that they've built here since I've been here, at least in 2010. You can't see this momentum die. You just can't. You like, if you're the ownership, you know, you like looking out at Petco Park on a Tuesday night against the Marlins and going, is that about 42,000 people in here on a Tuesday night against the Marlins of Miami? Is that, that's really what I'm seeing here. You can't let that die. You can't let the passion and the fervor for this team dissipate at all. And I, again, let's reiterate, you don't have to be stupid. There's a way to spend money and spend a little bit of extra money without being ridiculous. And again, I think, you know, Texas Rangers are a pretty good example. Now, Texas Rangers, they weren't selling out in their World Series season. They didn't start selling out games probably till, you know, midway through the season. They ended up winning a World Series. Then what happened? They lost their TV deal, and then they had to cut. They had to cut some money, and they're looking to shed payroll. I think everyone in San Diego is more than fine paying the piper for a couple years, if need be, to get that flag.
I don't think this is even possible or a discussion without the moves that AJ made last offseason.
Correct.
In cutting the budget and getting under the luxury tax, had they still been over and going into like what a fifth straight year of penalties, they'd be in just a world of hurt right now. But because of the amazing creativity and you know, savvy moves that AJ made last offseason, he's given them the opportunity. If they want, they can go out and be a little more aggressive this offseason. You know, that's, I think that is really the discussion that is probably the one that is being bandied back and forth between the, you know, the accountant side and the winning side. And
it's probably happening like today and yesterday. Like AJ told us last week on the Zoom, I'll get back from San Antonio to San Diego next week. I've got meetings with ownership. Like, we are going to try to establish some sort of at least parameters of a budget, and then we go from there. I mean, he said it was, this week was the week to have those conversations.
Well, listen, and I know we're going to talk about it tomorrow, because tomorrow is the anniversary of Peter's passing. And the legacy that he wanted for San Diego was to bring a championship. And you got close last year. You really did. But, you know, to continue, if that's still the mission statement, then you have to continue to do what you need to do to get that done. And, you know, I firmly believe in that. I firmly believe that that's the right way to do it and the right thing to do, because I think the city, you know, deserves it, certainly. And, you know, you've lived here your entire life, Benny. It's time. It's time. And you're as close as you're going to be. You know, you're as close as you've gotten.
Yeah. I wish I knew that the right piece was definitely out there. Like, hey, if you get this guy, you're going to win. But you can't. You can never know that your offense isn't going to go quiet for 24 innings.
You're right.
in a row in the postseason.
But I'll say this, man. You know, 24 innings aside, it feels like you finally have the right skipper. It feels like the general manager figured it out. It feels like you've got the right pitching coach. It feels like you have the right support staff. It feels like the players are bought in. It feels like the culture's right. All of these boxes are now checked, where we'd have three out of 10 boxes checked, maybe five. Oh, by the end of the season, we're 7 boxes.
Leadership in the clubhouse.
Leadership in the clubhouse. It's roles have been established. Guys are bought in. I think they're going to be hungrier than ever. They're going to be healthier than ever. Fernando's going to be healthy. Manny's going to be healthy. Xander's going to be healthy coming into the season.
You're not trying to buy a lottery ticket.
Correct.
Here.
Yeah, you're not on a hidden, you know, treasure hunt here. Like, you've followed everything. It's taken a little while to get there, but you're finally like, all right, now we dig. We did all this. We traversed all these mountains. We got here. We are at the spot where X is. Get your shovels. It's time to dig this thing out. And that's truly how I feel. And again, as I think about all of the things that have just gone lock, 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 you say what you want about the 24 innings. Victor Rodriguez is the right guy for this team, period. We saw an uptick in offense we hadn't seen. We saw a brand of baseball from him and Schilte that we had not seen. Could it be better? Yeah, 100%. Will they learn from their mistakes? I think they will. You got to give them a chance, though. You got to give them a chance to do it. And you're right there. And again, we were at the break just talking about what if we had one more arm? What if we had Blake Snell last year? We're winning the World Series. I mean, I truly, firmly believe that. You know, we are winning the World Series. If Joe didn't get hurt, we're winning the World Series. Like, It was right there. Don't let that feeling go away and start plugging AAA outfielders in the left field. And, you know, we'll figure it out with this guy. Look, injuries are going to happen. You're going to have to plug holes. Everybody does that. But, man, get these guys, get Schilte and Ruben and Victor, a few guys that can make a difference and make a difference when it counts.
It is a great point you made, though. While we saw superstar talent over the last few years, we were never sure about the rest of it. The manager.
Bro, 100%. The hitting coach, the pitching coach.
The chemistry.
The culture.
You know, we were
this is the first offseason ever that we're not like, who's going to be the hitting coach this time
right.
around?
Like, yeah, you've
any complaints
you've
about
done
Victor?
It.
I don't think so.
You've done it, man.
Take advantage of all the correct decisions you've now made.
Correct.
You've made a lot of correct decisions. Take advantage of them. This is your opportunity to cash in for the big prize. Finally, you've set yourself up. And by the way, most, you know, following sports my whole life, most championships are not just random surprises. It happens every once in a while that a team comes out of nowhere and wins a title. But for the most part, you see it building. You see the steps. You see the stumbles, but you see them getting closer to the brass ring, and then you see that team go in even more the next year, and then they finally get over the top. That's how championships are generally won
yep.
in professional sports. It's not some magic, you know, everything went right season. It was the slow steps of building and the pain of losing.
Brick by brick.
And then, you know, overcoming that the next year and finally getting your title. And it's your turn to finally be there. And it does feel like it may be the Padres' turn
yeah, no
to finally
doubt.
Be there.
No doubt.
So
no.
Don't let that get away.
Mm-mm. Chase it, man. As, you know, they always say, you don't chase that high. You have to. You have to chase that. You absolutely have to chase it.
I thought it was interesting a few minutes ago that you invoked Peter's name in all of this and his vision and his legacy. Because I was thinking about that in our 7:30 segment when we were talking about, you know, running it back, doubling down, staying committed to winning a World Series where you got so close this year. And I thought back to last week when the Padres announced Mike Schilte's contract extension, his quote that they chose for the press release was Mike Schilte saying, "I am honored to continue leading this team toward Peter Seidler's vision of bringing a World Series championship to San Diego."
Yeah.
Like, we've heard that from AJ, who's got photos of him and Peter in his office. He's said it numerous times throughout the year. Like, we are committed to following Peter's vision that he left us with. And, you know, words are one thing. Now it's time for actions, I think.
Yeah, it's like somebody just pointed me back to this article that our pal Letters to AJ wrote, and it's really, really good. And the 2024 Padres were within view of the summit when their hopes vanished into thin air. It's going to hurt when teams like that fail. That goes with the territory of no longer being content to have simply participated in the climb. That attempt is over. All that matters now is learning from the missteps, beginning to climb again. No guarantee of success. There never will be. That's the nature of climbing the tallest mountains. Today is day one of the next ascent. And when we say ascent, that's what we mean. It's not, doesn't have to be a skyrocketing payroll, but it has to be an ascent. It cannot be, I don't like the conditions today. We're going to trek on back down the mountain. And I know these are all corny, examples, but I think it's absolutely true. And, you know, somebody asked in the chat, well, how is one pitcher going to change us, you know, going ice cold at the plate? We ain't even in that game if we had another pitcher. If Dylan Cease didn't go on 3 days rest, if you had another arm that you could count on, a Blake Snell or Joe, a healthy Joe Musgrove, we're not even in game five. That's how good we were. And so, yeah, I think you have to build on that momentum.
Yeah, and you talk about a step back. I don't even know what that looks like. I mean, where are you projecting to win the World Series? We're waiting on Ethan Salas and Leo Dallas DeVries.
Right.
But at that point, you know, Manny Machado and Xander Bogaerts.
We feel more comfortable with a 36-year-old Manny Machado.
Right,
instead
and a 30,
yeah,
32,
whatever.
Right.
Just don't know what that even looks like. This is the window. If you really want to have the most legitimate window you've ever seen for the Padres to win a World Series, you're in it right now. And it took a lot of work to force it open. A lot of work, a lot of investment from Peter Seidler, from AJ Preller, from everybody in that organization. You jammed that window open through force of will. Don't just let it slide closed over, you know, money at this point. That, you know, I know that's very un-Colonel Budget-like of me to say. But it would seem like it would be a shame just to let it close over a, you know, a luxury tax figure, a whatever, for this season.
We're talking off-season and spending right now, but eventually we will have those conversations, predictions for the season, and expectations. Expectations heading into 2024 were 82 and 80, maybe.
Yep.
Like, I would hope every single person involved with this organization, their expectations better be way higher than just hope to get to the dance.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's World Series or bust.
That's baseline.
NLCS or bust. Whatever you want to make it, it ain't just let's just hope to get into the dance and then go from there. No,
you do need to get to the dance.
Of course.
You have to get to the dance and hope you're playing your best.
The Dodgers have to get to the dance.
Correct.
The Yankees have to get to the dance.
Correct.
But I promise you, that's not where their expectations start and end.
Yeah, I think the expectations have changed.
All right, we'll have more Padres talk coming up. I want to get more into the Garrett Crochet trade sweepstakes, which looks like it will be on this offseason, whether the Padres are going to get part of that. I also want to talk a little college football, though, Woods. Didn't really get into it over the weekend. It had some new playoff rankings that came out yesterday.
I thought you were going to talk about the USC suspensions and stuff. No? Ignore that one. All right. Makes sense.
It's Ben and Woods back after traffic here on 97.3 The Fan.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, after all this talk of money in baseball, want to move on to something else.
Boobs.
Money in college football.
Oh, money in college football. All right.
Did you hear Sean Lewis almost begging on Monday for like money from Aztec supporters for the Aztec Link NIL, like, hey, if you want a good team, we need to be able to pay our players to keep them and attract new players. There's nothing more important in college football now and college basketball.
And pro baseball and pro football and every team sport.
It's actually more important in college football and basketball and baseball than it is in basketball or football. And again, the reason why is the salary cap. You cannot dominate your opponents with money in pro football or basketball. But you can in baseball, and you absolutely can now in college football and college basketball.
Yeah.
It's not a good thing. I am in favor of the players making money. I am in favor of professional athletes getting their contracts. But I do think that every sport would be better off if you had salary floors and salary caps. Make them really high.
I picture you in like 15 years quitting watching sports altogether. It's too much. It's too much. It's just too much.
I mean, I'm kind of getting there with college football, honestly.
Why? College football's been badass this year.
For the top team, sure. Yeah, I mean, if you only care about 15 to 16 teams,
how many teams?
Great.
How many teams?
I think the majority of America does,
but
by the way.
Here's the thing. Go back a year. And look where, who were the top four teams? It's like, oh, here we go again. It's Alabama, Georgia. Like, this is exciting. It's exciting this year. And the playoffs are going to make it even more exciting. I mean, did I think it was cool to see dominance like Alabama? Yes, as a fan of a team that had to play them, you know, in a playoff game and got absolutely murdered, I still can respect what I saw on the field. Is it also badass to watch teams like Georgia lose? Yes. And Alabama lose? Yes. Yes. It feels even. And I know it's not even, which makes it even more even. We know they still spend money, right? We know that Bama and Georgia and all, they still, nothing's changed for them. They're still spending money and get great players. And they're getting beat. That's the right way. That's competition, I think.
Well, then, but see, here's the problem. There's 100 and whatever, 15 Division I football teams, somewhere around there, 120 Division I football teams. You've eliminated all but a dozen of them before the season even starts. I hate that. I hate that you have basically taken 80 to 90% of your teams and
yes
gone.
Yes and no.
You aren't really competing in this league.
The expansion has helped, though, because a Florida State that, like last year, that goes undefeated and misses out on the top four, the college football playoffs, that ain't happening this year. You go undefeated, you'll be in the college football
I like the playoff expansion. What I don't like is...
The
money has become too important in keeping a team together. San Diego State is not having a good season. They're 3-6. But even if they were, none of the players that are good will come back next year. They will simply go off to another school. How can you ever become a dedicated fan of a college football team that's not Alabama or USC or Oregon or, you know, Georgia, knowing that you have no chance to keep any of your players the next year? If you get lucky one year and everything comes together, great. You're going to lose all your players the next year to a team that can pay them. I don't think that's good for the sport.
Well, look what Kentucky, we were just talking earlier about what Kentucky did in basketball. They went out and they got 11 new guys and said, let's go, and they look like world beaters.
Taking them from teams who would have loved to have had those players back. You don't think the Aztecs... As well, we wish for Lamont Butler going forward and appreciate what he did. You don't think the Aztecs would be way better off if they still had Lamont Butler on their team this year? Of course they would be.
I agree.
Of course they would be.
I agree. That being said, though, you know, it does give it. It's certainly hard, and I would not want the gig. I would not want the gig. I'll say that right now. College football coach, college basketball coach, recruiting was hard enough when you had to go pound the pavement and sit in people's living rooms. And no, trust me. And by the way, Mr. and Mrs. Higgins, I'm not going anywhere. I'm going to be there forever, right? Don't worry about it. He's going to be under me. Oh, I just got an offer to go here. I'm out. Sorry. I mean, this stuff happens in college football all the time. But I look at the landscape of college football today and go, this is exciting as hell. I mean, there's good matchups every week. The realignment, everyone hated. It's been pretty good. The playoffs are going to be pretty awesome. I mean, there's parity now in college football. It's a weird thing to see.
I don't know. I think the best story in college football this year is Indiana.
It's great. It's a great story. And they'll have a shot.
But they won't have a shot next year.
Who cares about next year?
They will take all their players away.
Well,
because they won't be able to pay them the way the big-time schools can.
But here's... And, you know, maybe this is always the case, but some kid watches them play and say, I want to be part of that. I want to play for that dude. I want to go play for him, or I want to go play for that university or that fan base. That looks rowdy. Look what they've done. I think you're always going to be able to find players. But yeah, I think such is life. The cream rises to the top, but it also, the cream gets plucked away.
The cream rises to the top, but what is the top? The schools that just have the most money.
Or not necessarily, because the schools that have the most money aren't necessarily dominating the football world right now, or could even be the national champion. We just don't know yet. I know it's a different scene. I know it is. I'm not even really trying to take the other side here. It's one of those things where you feel like, I have no this is the way it is. I have to lean into this because I'm going to continue to like college football. And conversely, it's been a good product on the field this year, don't you think?
It's
been fun.
The games have been good. I think you have more good matchups on a week-to-week basis.
I
credit the playoff format for that. I like the new playoff
and the realignment.
I just don't like how NIL has worked out. You know, the intention was players should be able to, if hey, they sign their in letter of intent and they go to a school and they're doing really well in that school and someone wants to pay them to, you know, endorse a car dealership, they should be allowed to do that. They should have always been allowed
sure.
to do that.
Right.
But what really happens is the school now has to offer $100,000 just to get you in the door. That's not what this was ever supposed to be. That it was about who could offer the most money to come to the school. It was allowing the players to capitalize on their own success and their names, which that should have always been the case.
Why do you hate capitalism?
I don't. That's what capitalism is.
I want you to come here and not leave, is what you're saying. I want you to, once you commit, you're in. Once you commit to the Aztecs or, you know, any other team, the Irish or
I mean, they shouldn't be indentured servants, but it also shouldn't just be every year is...
All right. Do you think we'll start
would you like it if in Major League Baseball... Every year, everybody's a free agent
It'd be a nightmare. It'd be fun for us, though, but it would be a nightmare.
Every year, Manny's a free agent. Tatis is a free agent. That's what college sports is right now.
I get it.
With unlimited transfers and teams with, you know, schools with more money being able to offer. Essentially, every player is a free agent every year.
And I'll bet you there are players...
Are you not telling me that wouldn't ruin baseball?
All right, what if you were a player?
Player would be probably great.
Wouldn't you love it? Yeah, exactly.
I mean, I remember earlier, I think in the summer, there was a conversation, maybe a bill that was trying to get passed to make student athletes essentially employees.
Yeah, like contract. Sign a contract.
And so why not be like, all right, hey, Lamont Butler, we're going to give you $100,000 to come to San Diego State on a two-year scholarship.
Two-year deal, yeah.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, why not?
And it's just pro sports.
It's just pro sports.
I mean, it kind of already is.
It kind of always has been. Yeah. Yeah. They're saying the...
Go to an SEC game and tell me it's not an atmosphere like an NFL game.
Correct. Yeah, or better.
Right.
You know, or better.
Probably better than a significant portion of NFL games.
Yeah.
Well, the new playoff rankings were released yesterday.
Any big surprises for you?
Well, the fact that Georgia, with two losses, despite a very strong quality of schedule... actually would miss the playoffs. They were 12th ranked, but because Boise State had the last automatic bid, would be the 12th seed, Georgia was dropped down to number 13. A little surprising, but also knowing that this isn't the final rankings.
No, they'll be back.
And somehow, if they manage to win every game, there's no way Georgia's not getting back into the playoffs.
Yeah.
So if... The fact that we haven't gotten a big rant from Adam yet about his Georgia Bulldogs not being in the playoffs tells me that he's not worried either that... If they take care of business, they'll be there. If they lose three times, maybe they won't get in, and maybe they still will.
And that's on them. You lose three times, I mean, do you belong?
You can't complain too much.
Correct.
If you lose three times and you got
left out
of the playoffs.
He will. Kirby Smart will complain.
I mean, they have a strong schedule.
They do.
They have a...
Number one SOS.
So they have an argument there.
Yeah.
It's not the day to get up in arms about not being in the top 12.
They always have a... pretty good SOS, in my opinion, right?
Every single
year. Yeah, I mean, it just means more in the SEC is what they say. So I think, I don't know, man. It's fun. It's fun as hell for me to look at that and go, oh, my God, oh, there's Ole Miss. There's Tennessee. There's Notre Dame. There's Ohio State and Boise State. Like, this is going to be a blast, I think. So far, so good.
I'm excited about the playoff.
And, yeah, it's going to be great.
You know, on-campus games in the first round.
Oh, God. It's going to be elite.
Should be pretty good.
All right.
We'll come back. I want to talk about Garrett Crochet. Is he going to be a Padres target? What other teams are in on the Garrett Crochet trade talks? Is he the answer in the Padres pitching staff this offseason? That's coming up next year on 97.3 The Fan. We saw A.J. Preller at least make a strong offer to try to get Garrett Crochet at the trade deadline. Turned out no one... ended up landing the Chicago White Sox ace for various reasons. Garrett Crochet being probably the biggest reason.
About 99% of that.
The fact that he needed a contract extension to be willing to pitch in the postseason. But
he had a couple of requirements. If you're going to trade me, it's got to be to a team that's going to extend me. I'm not pitching out of the bullpen or anything like that. Like, he had a couple of stipulations, which, you know,
can kind of turn me off when he said it in the moment.
At the time, I was
soured by those comments.
Well, we had Josh Hader here for a couple years, and you know how that worked
out. But watching Crochet go out and continue to shove in the second half of the season, and then seeing like the season play out, we already knew the White Sox were bad. We didn't know exactly how bad they were going to be. When they finished the season as like the worst team in MLB history, I go, this guy pitched his ass off every fifth day.
He
shoved for the worst team in baseball. He just wants to be loved.
He's
one, in a spot where he can succeed.
He's one of I saw the game. I watched him pitch in person, and I thought to myself, this is like one of the most legendary, like he had some of the best stuff I have seen, period, the end. Like, he is filthy with a capital F, and they're going to be looking for, allegedly, according to their GM, you know, a position player to headline that type of deal. And I think it's something you absolutely have to make a call on and explore.
So Buster Olney wrote this morning, ESPN Plus, some of the possible destinations for Garrett Crochet, who the White Sox are shopping in this offseason. I will tell you now, the Padres are on the list. But which teams make the most sense for the White Sox to do a deal? Talk about that right after a check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan. So these aren't necessarily like rankings or odds, but Buster Olney does write, based on conversations with sources around the majors, these are the teams that could be a fit for a Crochet deal. And he starts with the Philadelphia Phillies, who he believes could have landed Garrett Crochet at the trade deadline if they were willing to include pitcher Andrew Painter, one of their top prospects, in the deal. They weren't willing to pull the trigger, but that's a team that needs to replace some starting pitching and is older. They could use a younger arm, like a 25-year-old Garrett Crochet. Could be a bridge to the future for that team and, you know, join their rotation for the next couple of seasons. Second team on his list, San Diego Padres. It feels like the most A.J. Preller possible move out there. The premier trade target. Somehow A.J. finds a way to pull off those deals time and time again. Even Buster acknowledges, though, there's almost no way that the Padres pull off this deal without including Ethan Salas and...
Oh, the and is what gets me.
And slash or.
Oh, and or. And or is fine.
And slash or Leo Dallas DeVries.
Yep.
Now, it's not going to be a one for one. If it's not and, then it's... And a lot of your other prospects who, you know, the Chicago White Sox have identified, you know, pitchers.
They may be reluctant to trade with us again.
It's possible, but it's certainly not out of the realm of possibility. Even around baseball, the
thanks
Padres.
Again, White Sox.
Yeah, the Padres so. Are, you know, acknowledged as a team that could be in on Garrett Crochet. Financially, he fits. We talked about, though, you know, would you extend him immediately? Is that going to be a requirement of any team that picks up Garrett Crochet to give him a long-term extension here at age 25?
Yeah, and you know, the track record over the last couple of years with a couple of guys in similar situations in Seth Lugo, converted reliever, and with Michael King, converted reliever, both have gone on to really, really, really nice careers under the watchful eye of the great Ruben Niebla, who is coming back, and I would expect more of the same. The Padres have managed their pitchers pretty well in recent years. So, look, he's going to be cheaper than Snell through, what, 149 innings or something last 141 innings last year? And again, if he feels like this is going to be his team for the next 5 or 6 years, I think the sky's the limit for that kid, man. And, you know, Ethan Salas could be a really good Major League Baseball player in the year 2027 or 8.
He lists the Yankees next, almost perfunctory because they're the Yankees, but doesn't believe that they've got the prospects necessarily to match up with what the White Sox are looking for. Dodgers, shocker, are mentioned as a possibility for Garrett Crochet.
I see that as a really good fit for them.
The Atlanta Braves are on this list. Max Fried and Charlie Morton are free agents, so the Braves are probably looking almost certainly for pitching, and this would be a possibility to rebolster their starting rotation. He's got the Red Sox and Mets in there as well. And then there's the team that I think it makes absolutely the most sense for. It's the Baltimore Orioles. As loaded as any team with minor league talent, and for some reason, they don't seem to share A.J. Preller's worldview.
No, they don't.
That not all of those minor leaguers, even if they are all as good as you hope they are, they're not all going to make your big league roster. You have to trade some of them. What better resource? You got to replace a free agent in Corbin Burnes. You've got a team that your window is open now with young superstars. You need pitching. Seems like it would be a no-brainer for the Baltimore Orioles to use some of that prospect capital and acquire Garrett Crochet, a 25-year-old who'd probably fit right in with the rest of those younger guys that are all coming together, and make him part of your nucleus going forward. But they're the Baltimore Orioles, and they have yet to really show that full commitment to going all in to win a championship, unlike some of these other teams on the list.
I would be so livid, man. I mean, they literally have log jams at positions. Log jams. And I would be livid at their... If we were Baltimore sports radio this morning, and you're looking... The Yankees just made the World Series. Red Sox are apparently in on Juan Soto. And you're sitting here going, what do we have four elite prospects at second base for? What are we doing? Like, what is it? What is holding you back? I mean, I understand. I'm not that big of a prospect hugger. If I see one I like, I tend to hug him a little bit, and I think Leo is going to be the absolute truth for the San Diego Padres. But
you're much higher on DeVries than Salas.
Much higher.
Just personally.
Much. And just based on what I've seen and things I've heard, too. Like, I think he is going to be the truth at shortstop. I really do. And your long-term solution. So the way he carries himself, the way he pounds the baseball is unreal at his very, very young age. So I look at that and I would be screaming from the rooftops if I was in Baltimore. Like there are players out there, impact players ready to be had for Kirsten Hierstad or whatever. Like, just pull the trick.
I'm going to have a 40-man roster crunch. You know, Rule 5 is going to impact some of these guys. You have to do something with these prospects. And Garrett Crochet seems like he'd be a great answer. Ultimately, going back to the Ethan Salas discussion, I see in our chat, Merrill way better, had better numbers in the minors than Salas is. Tony, Salas doesn't have the numbers. He doesn't compare. He's not a catcher, though. The catching position is one that you see teams with solid catchers, like franchise catchers, almost always succeed. When you have a Buster Posey, when you have a Yadier Molina, a guy who can be, you don't have to be the best offensive player in the world. If you're a good offensive player and a great catcher, you are one of the most valuable commodities in
Will
baseball.
Will Smith is neither, and he just won a World Series hitting about .113 in the postseason. So
I was gonna say,
and they paid him a fortune.
Whenever you see people outside of the Padres fan base talking about Ethan Salas, it's more often about his defense than his bat.
Yeah.
What if we have a robot umpires by the time he gets up to the major league? Doesn't that diminish the importance you place on defense a little bit?
I mean, I think a lot of teams... I mean, look, there's defense is still very much prioritized, as Austin Hedges just got another deal for $4 million to hit .110, with one home run. I mean, it's crazy. So it's still prioritized, certainly.
I mean, I hope Ethan Salas is a much better offensive player than Austin Hedges. But he doesn't have to be...
We have no idea yet.
He doesn't have to be Aaron Judge to be a really valuable player in Major League Baseball.
He does not.
So you do have to take position into account here when it comes to prospecting Ethan Salas.
You're looking for 3 years. You're looking in 3 years. 2 years max, right? He's got to have a monster next 2 years.
He's on the right track, having a really good Arizona Fall League right now.
Yeah. Just like Mortarella did last year.
Pretty good competition.
The other one that we traded to the Marlins that I can't remember his name.
Marcy.
Tore it up. Gets over there, doesn't hit. I mean, look, they're prospects for a reason. And yeah, some of them are going to hit, certainly. But when you're in this mode of trying to win a World Series right now, Ethan Salas playing at high A doesn't do anything for you. He just doesn't. I may not live to see 52. I'd like to see it now. But you got to save something. And Leo is the guy that... That's the one I've earmarked.
I don't disagree with you. Leo seems like he has a better chance of being a superstar
sooner.
than, well, he's younger than Ethan Salas.
Yep.
But he does seem like he's got the tools to be a superstar type player, and I would be very hesitant to give up on that. Salas has the tools to be someone you can build a great team around.
Sure.
Like, you know, he's that last piece where...
Yeah, let the White Sox figure it out.
I can see DeVries in a Padres uniform in 26.
No doubt.
You couldn't see Salas there in 26?
Maybe. Or he'd have to have an insane 2025.
I mean, Merrill didn't have an insane 2023. He had a really good minor league season, but it wasn't like, oh my God, you know, there's no chance that he's not going to be on the team. We were all surprised he made the team in 2024.
But again, I mean, when every person we talked about Jackson Merrill was like, intangibles through the roof, intangibles through the roof.
Do they do with Ethan Salas?
Really? Leo. Leo.
Intangibles.
Sure. 100%.
Leo has tangibles.
He's got both.
He's got all the tangibles.
He's got all of it.
I feel like
he's got
Ethan has more of the intangibles.
No. I mean, maybe.
I mean, I hear, you know, older teammates praising him constantly about
that was last
maturity,
spring. That was last spring training.
His ability to handle a pitching staff,
we'll
things that...
Off, we'll just talk off the air.
All right, fair enough.
Tony says, just admit it, swagger. Yeah, he's got swagger. You have to be a big league shortstop. You need it in spades.
Oh, no doubt.
And he's got it.
No doubt. I'm not arguing there with you on Leo DeVries.
Yeah.
I'm just surprised you're as skeptical as you are on Ethan Salas.
Look, if it gets me Garrett Crochet, I would trade you tomorrow. Like, I wouldn't even think twice about it. You get me Garrett Crochet for 2 years, it's done. See you later. Pack your bags. You're going to the South Side. Okay.
All right. We've got 1 hour to go. Paulie's got some good stories for us in the Rondle Report. Care to elaborate for us here, Paulie?
Got a Netflix event happening this week. I saw some people talking about it in our chat this morning. I think it's probably time for us to at least discuss it.
Also, sexiest man alive.
What the hell is going on?
What is happening?
And if you love snakes, we're going to give away some Reptile Expo tickets, all coming up here on 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.